and you tell this to a stranger. You endanger your son.
No.
I help him by introducing a new enemy. And were I a friend of the Viceroy, as I am his enemy, I would tell him to string outer space with ships clear to the rim of the galaxy. There are no ships there? Did you find any? Did any space guards question your entry? With ships few enough, and the bordering provinces filled with their share of intrigue and iniquity, none can be spared to guard the barbarian outer suns. No danger ever threatened us from the broken edge of the galaxy. Until you came. I'm no danger. There will be more after you. Mallow shook his head slowly. I'm not sure I understand you.
Listen.
There was a feverish edge to the old man's voice.
I knew you when you entered. You have a force shield about your body, or had when I first saw you.
Doubtful silence, then, yes, I had.
Good.
That was a flaw, but you didn't know that. There are some things I know. It's out of fashion in these decaying times to be a scholar. Events race and flash past, and who cannot fight the tide with atom blast in hand is swept away, as I was. But I was a scholar, and I know that in all the history of atomics, no portable force shield was ever invented. We have force shields. Huge, lumbering powerhouses that will protect a city, or even a ship, but not one single man.
Ah.
Mallow's underlip thrust out. And what do you deduce from that?
There have been stories percolating through space. They travel strange paths and become distorted with every parsec. But when I was young, there was a small ship of strange men who did not know our customs and could not tell where they came from. They talked of magicians at the edge of the galaxy, magicians who glowed in the darkness, who flew unaided through the air, and whom weapons would not touch. We laughed. I laughed, too. I forgot it till today. But you glow in the darkness, and I don't think my blaster, if I had one, would hurt you. Tell me, can you fly through air as you sit there now?